New Year's Eve's greetings, cherished viewers. We're back for the second part of our special with chef and author Marilyn Peterson. Joining her in the kitchen is the lovely vegan actress Vanessa Hidalgo. Marilyn Peterson heralds from 35 years of experience as a vegan chef and instructor. She's worked with doctors in preventative medicine and has helped families around the world transition to the healthy and compassionate vegan diet. Yesterday, she taught us how to create a beautiful and bountiful vegetable basket to be served with a raw pimento vegan cream cheese. And today, step into the kitchen with us to learn how to make a fresh and delicious meal right out of the pages of her newest book, Vegan Bite by Bite. On the menu is a raw cream of spinach soup for starters, a tempeh tuna sandwich, and a chocolate mint cream pineapple vegan parfait for dessert. Fantastic!
Now we're going to be making cream of spinach soup.
Vanessa, would you help me out and read the ingredients and how much?
Of course. Okay, so we are going to need one large garlic clove, right there.
Okay.
Two cups of pure water. And 3 tablespoons of white miso.
Okay, I have this pre-measured.
What's miso, Marilyn?
Miso is a fermented paste, and it replenishes the intestinal flora. Oh, it's wonderful for good health.
Great, miso. And then we have 4 tablespoons of lemon juice.
All right.
And then we have 1 teaspoon of jalapeno.
Okay. Now this can vary because of the strength of the jalapeno, so I would taste it before to know whether you want to use a half or less.
So we have about 3 cups of spinach right here?
We do. That's 6 ounces.
Okay. Very healthy and very green.
A good source of iron and calcium. Okay, now we're going to blend this before we add our macadamia nuts. Okay. Always start on low speed and then increase it. Okay, now we're going to add our macadamia nuts. Mm-hmm.
And 1 cup of macadamia.
We want to run the blender long enough to make sure that the nuts are well pulverized. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, are we ready to pour it in something?
We are.
Great.
Nice and rich and creamy.
So beautiful.
And here we are. Now if you like, you can garnish this with some spinach leaves that are chopped finely. And perhaps you'd like to put a flower on your plate.
And what about a taste?
Okay.
Yes?
Are you gonna?
I think so.
All right.
We have spoons down here.
Would you like to taste as well?
Sure.
Let's do it together.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
You tell me.
Wow. Mmm. So good. Thank you,
Marilyn. I'm glad you like it.
Awesome. I love
cream of spinach soup. Mmm. A raw dish.
Raw dish.
Now we're going to make tempeh tuna wraps. Mm. This is tempeh. It is a soy food popular in Indonesia. And it's a whole food, easier to digest than tofu. Mm. I really love it. It's very delicious.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to start with putting the tempeh into the food processor and just getting that out of the package.
Okay. Do you use one whole packet?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it's a 12-ounce package.
Yeah,
1 8-ounce package. All right. And we're going to pulverize it in our quick. Okay. It's always a very good dish for company. Okay. I've chopped some scallions.
Half a cup of scallions.
And celery.
1.5 cups.
Some liquid aminos.
About 2 tablespoons.
Vegenaise, which is a soy mayonnaise.
1/2 cup of veganaise.
All right. And our lemon juice. And a pinch of some cayenne pepper. This gives it a nice lift. Okay, and we're going to mix this together. This is what it will look like. And I'll show you how to make a wrap. For the tempeh tuna wrap, one of the brands that I use is this one. It's spelt, which is an alternative to wheat. And it's very delicious.
Mm.
Okay, so what we do is we take our lettuce. It can be romaine or it can be a green leaf lettuce. And we line our tortilla wrap. And I put a lot of mayonnaise in here so that you don't have to put it on your wrap, but you can. That's optional. And we put our filling right inside the wrap. These are some fresh sunflower sprouts, and I like putting those on the end. They make a nice presentation.
Mm.
Okay, and we roll it.
Yummy.
Cut it at an angle. And here's our tempeh tuna wrap.
Beautiful.
Now I'd like to show you how it's presented.
Okay.
I like to show abundance.
Wow, that is awesome.
Well, I'd like you to taste it.
Really?
Sure.
Yay. Are you going to taste it with me?
Sure.
I know you've already tasted your recipe, but I just like to eat with other
All right.
friends, so. All right.
Help yourself.
Yay. Oh my goodness. How pretty. Oh, it smells so good. Here we go.
Oh my God. Marilyn.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. This is amazing. So good. Marilyn, thank you so much.
I'm glad you like it.
Really good. Mmm. Wow. Mmm. Really good. I can't even.
Mmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Marilyn. Thank you. And that's how you make a tempeh tuna wrap. So I think it's dessert time. So what are we going to make for dessert?
Well, we're going to make a parfait. Mm. I call it chocolate mint cream pineapple parfait. How's
like
that?
I like it.
You know, it tastes as good as it sounds.
I bet.
Okay, so we're going to start with raw cacao, which is a chocolate that has never been roasted or processed.
2 cups of raw cacao.
Okay, I'll leave that so the audience can look at it. Okay, let's add our cashews first.
Okay, 1.5 cups of cashews.
Okay, and how much water?
2 cups of pure water. Pure.
All right, here we are.
Yummy.
Okay, and some coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. Three tablespoons.
Okay, we could harmonize on that one. And some agave. How much?
We are doing 1 cup of agave.
And here we are.
Yummy. What's agave, by the way?
Well, it's from a cactus, and it's a raw, pure, natural sweetener.
So instead of sugar.
Absolutely.
Right, this is an alternative. Great. Do you need peppermint oil?
Oh, good. Okay. 3 drops. Here we are. Okay. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay. And we're going to start this parfait with the raw chocolate.
Mm.
And we'll take it from this blender and we'll put some, okay.
Yummy.
That's 2 or 3 tablespoons.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Now we're going to do a vanilla cream.
Vanilla cream. So you'll need 2 cups of cashews. 1 cup of water. Go. And 4 tablespoons of agave.
All right.
And vanilla.
How much vanilla?
2 tablespoons.
Okay. Okay, here's our cream. Let's pour it in here. Okay. Now the best thing that I recommend is to chill it, allow it to set up, and then pour in your vanilla.
Okay.
Okay? But that's perfectly fine. You'll get a varied blend.
How long do you leave it in the refrigerator for?
Overnight.
Overnight?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, now we're going to blend some pineapple.
2 cups of pineapple.
Okay. And we'll pour a layer of pineapple. Okay. Now what we're going to do is alternate. This is handy to have if you have extra blenders. Although it's not necessary, you would just put this in a container that you can pour from.
Okay. Parfait heaven.
Okay,
good.
And
the last layer, pineapple.
Now, this recipe calls for making up more parfaits. Now I'm going to teach you how to do a strawberry fan. All right, with your paring knife, you're just layering and making a fan. Okay, here we are. And a strawberry mint.
Wow.
And here's our finished parfait. Hey, Vanessa, would you like to try this?
Oh, Marilyn.
Okay.
Thank you, no,
you've been working hard today.
Yeah, you have too.
Here, honey.
Thank you. Shall we toast?
Sure.
For all our hard work?
All our hard right. play.
Yes, our hard play. Thank you.
I love this one.
Wow. The best vegan chef you are. Absolutely. Thank you so much for watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. If you'd like to find out more about Marilyn's delicious recipes, please visit her website at www.veganbitebybite.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
www.veganbitebybite.com for more info on Chef Marilyn Peterson and her newest book.
Please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.